On the second floor of New York's finest hotel, the Knickerbocker, at the corner of Broadway and 42nd Street, the Van Dorn Detective Agency's chief investigator sized up a new client through the reception room spy hole. The research department had provided a snapshot dossier of a stiff-necked, full-of-himself Waterbury brass king worth $50 million. Isaac Bell reckoned they had their facts straight. William Lathrop Pape looked newly rich. A broad-bellied man in his early 50s, he stood rock still, gloved hands clamping a gold-headed cane. His suit and shoes were English, his hat Italian. He boasted a heavy watch chain thick enough to moor a steam yacht, and his cold gaze bored through the front desk man as if the young detective were a piece of furniture. Research had not discovered why the industrialist needed private detectives, but whatever William Lathrop Pape's troubles, he had pulled numerous wires for a personal introduction to Joseph Van Dorn, the founder of the agency. As Van Dorn was 3,000 miles away in San Francisco, it had fallen to Isaac Bell to extend the favor requested by an old friend of the boss. "Okay, bring him in." The apprentice hovering at Bell's elbow raced off. Bell stepped behind Van Dorn's desk, cleared candlestick telephones and a graphophone diaphragm out of his way, and laid down his notebook and fountain pen. He was tall and about 30 years of age, built lean and hard, with thick golden hair, a proud mustache, and probing blue eyes. On this warm spring day, he wore a tailor-made white linen suit. The hat he had tossed on Van Dorn's rack was white, too, with a broad brim and a low crown. His made-to-order boots were calfskin, well-worn and well-cared for. He looked like he might smile easily, but a no-nonsense gaze and a panther's grace promised anything but a smile were he provoked. The apprentice delivered Pape. Isaac Bell offered his hand and invited him to sit. Pape spoke before the apprentice was out of the door. "I was informed that Van Dorn would make every effort to be here. Sincere as Mr. Van Dorn's efforts were, they could not free him from previous obligations in San Francisco. I am his chief investigator. What can the Van Dorn Detective Agency do for you?" "It's imperative that I locate a person who disappeared." Bell picked up his pen. "Tell me about the person." William Lathrop Pape stared, silent for so long that Bell wondered if he had not heard. "The person's name?" he asked. "Pape. Anna Genevieve Pape," said Pape, and fell silent again. "A member of your family?" Bell prompted. "Your wife?" "Of course not." "Then who?" "My daughter, for pity's sake. My wife wouldn't." His voice trailed off. Bell asked, "How old is your daughter, Mr. Pape?"
18.
"When did you last see Anna?" "At breakfast on February 27th. "Did she often go away for long periods of time?"
"Of course not.
She lives at home and will until she marries." "Is she engaged?"
"I told you she's only just turned 18.
Isaac Bell asked a question that he was reasonably sure he already knew the answer to. "When did you report that the girl was missing?"
"I'm doing that right now."
"But today is March 24th, Mr. Pape. Why have you waited so long to raise the alarm?"
"What does it matter?"
"It is the first question the police will ask when they get wind we're looking."
"I do not want the police involved."
The tall detective had a steady baritone voice. He used it to speak soothingly, as if explaining a disappointment to a child. "Police involve themselves when the facts of a case indicate the possibility of foul play."
"She's an innocent girl. There's no question of foul play."
"Policemen suspect the worst. Why did you wait so long to raise the alarm if Anna's disappearance was unusual?" Pape gripped his stick harder.
"I suspected that she ran away to New York."
"What did she want in New York?"
"To become an actress."
Isaac Bell hid a smile. The situation was immensely clearer.
May I ask why you have come to the Van Dorn Agency at this juncture? She should have come home with her tail between her legs after a couple of weeks. Are you concerned for her safety? Of course. But you still waited another week after those couple of weeks. I kept waiting for Anna to come to her senses. Her mother has persuaded me that we cannot wait any longer. Listen here, Belle. She was always a level-headed child. Since she was a little girl, eyes wide open. She's no Flibbertigibbet. Then you can comfort your wife with the thought that a girl with Anna's qualities stands a good chance of a successful career in the theater. Pape stiffened. She would disgrace my family.